Why don't we give them a round of applause? Now I'm going to tell you who they are. No, I'm just kidding. Poor Jen, she says, don't embarrass me. I said, would I embarrass you? And she goes, yes, you would. I said, well, I'm going to save all of the embarrassing comments for Casey then. But anyways, if I can get, we've got Casey, we've got Jennifer, and we've got Tierney. If y'all ladies could come up here with me. Amen. Y'all just kind of stand over here. Where's Dad? Dad, come on up here. No, you don't. I would give money to see that, but. You know, I thought of this the other day, and I believe that God really put it on my heart. You know, one of the things is, at times, it could be very scary to be a teacher because one of the two main entities where people like to bring guns in is churches and schools. And so what we would like to do today, we're going to pray over these ladies and present them with a little gift. But, Dad, I would like for you to take these and anoint these anointing cloths specifically for these teachers' safety throughout their entire career, for their classrooms, for their students. Y'all ladies can put these prayer cloths wherever you want to, in your classroom, in your cars. This is for your deciding on where these go. But this is a prayer cloth just specifically for your calling as a teacher and protection.
Bless them, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now we've got, you can stay up here, Dad. We have got a little gift. I was thinking, what on earth do you get teachers? And then I thought, well, you know what? They're just people. And as long as we appreciate them, that's all that really matters. So there y'all go. And we are so thankful for y'all. I can tell you firsthand that these ladies love what they do. They really do love it. If you've ever met a teacher and they just hated it, you will remember that teacher. But these teachers are just the most amazing women, and they all three love it. And it just really amazes me the amount of love that they pour into these students each and every single day. And we're really blessed to have them. I know that they all pour into our kids here at church. And so what we're going to do now is, as the congregation, as our church family, y'all stretch your hands up here. I'm going to pray over each and every single one of them. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for Jen. Lord, I thank you, God, that she is the best teacher at the school that she works at. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for your divine will in her life. Lord, I thank you for that job that she's believing you for. And God, I thank you that you're making a way. Right now, in Jesus' name, that job is already secured, and we call it in right now in faith, in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you, Lord, that she is safe and that she is protected, and God, that she's happy, that it's a joy for her to teach, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I thank you for Miss Tierney. Lord, she is one of the sweetest people, and God, right now, every concern, every inch of any type of anything, Lord, I speak to that, and I tell it to be joyful. Lord, I thank you, God, for refreshing, Lord, and protection. God, I thank you, Lord, that you renew her throughout the summer, God, and she's just itching to get those kids back. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you know the desires of her heart. And Lord, we thank you for putting her here with us and making her the best teacher, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we thank you for Casey. Lord, she loves what she does, and God, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would open up every window, God, that you have. Lord, for her, God, I speak to finances, Lord, that she's depending on. I tell them to come to pass right now in Jesus' name. And God, I ask for each one of these teachers, Lord, that you would put them far above, Lord, their peers, God, the other teachers, Lord, and we thank you for favor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies. I hope that you like that. If you don't, blame it on Frank. He had nothing to do with it. But we love y'all so much, and we're blessed to have y'all. We really are. All righty. Don't you love being able to spotlight people? You know, if you don't get to know your church family, you're really missing out. Because we have, I believe, Melissa, that we have the best of the best. We really do. And I think one of the things that makes us the best of the best is the fact that people can come in here and they can just be people. If they're hurting on a specific day, they can come in here and not have to worry, Paul, about what everybody's going to think. Because you know what the truth of the matter is we're not going to think anything besides the fact that we love them and we're here for them. And so every once in a while, I like to do slideshows to show y'all some of the things that the church has accomplished, from where we've started to where we are now. There's been so many things that's evolved. The church was founded in 1987 by my mom and by my dad, and it has always been an interdenominational ministry, and we've kept it that way specifically because at the end of the day, God's not going to get us all in heaven and say, okay, all of the Baptists over here and the Catholic people over there and this and that, you know. And so I don't really see that in the Bible. And so because I don't see it, Jill, I don't really care about that. Amen? What I care about is people making it to heaven. If we're not doing all of our stuff, Kayla, to get people into heaven and to make heaven as crowded as it can be, then we're failing. And so I don't care what denomination that you are in here. I care if you're saved. And so anyhow, I want to take a moment. Today is Bragging on People Day. And a lot of people think that I have a difficult job, and sometimes it is difficult. But probably the people that have one of the most difficult jobs in the whole church is our sound people. First of all, they've got to follow me around with that camera, and I'm like a little flea. I'm just like here, there, and everywhere. And sometimes I see them, and they've got their arm, and they're propping it up, and they're doing this number because I'm just all over the place. And they never say, "Will you stop walking around? Will you do this differently? Will you do that?" They never do that. They never do it. This morning, I came in and I said, "Bub, I really need you to get your genius little brain a working because I need this slideshow." And that kid worked from the time he got here till the time service started to get us this slide. And so I'm really proud of our sound people. I know that Mike and Bub do it for the main part. At times, Shane and Cabo help to do it. And that's a big sacrifice. It's a really big sacrifice. One of the sacrifices that's made almost every single service is from Brenda Babe. You know, a lot of people, if you have your spouse here, you get the luxury of sitting with your spouse in church, and she doesn't have that at times. And that is a sacrifice. And I appreciate it very, very much. And so I do know that we are on a live. I don't know how the slide will go with the live, but I'm fine with it being on there if you want to point the camera to there. But we're going to watch this slide. Probably need to have the lights down so they can see it. And I hope that y'all enjoy it. I hope y'all enjoyed that as much as I do. How many of y'all saw that one table sitting under this awning? That was how it first started. And it wasn't even a big table. It was that table right there. And I thought, you know, if I can get just enough food for all the church people and help them out, then I'll be happy. And so what I noticed, Billy, is that happened, but then I had a little bit more to give. And I thought, well, the church folks are taken care of. I'm going to set a little table out, and we'll see if anybody in the community wants something. And that's just how God is. You may have a little small inkling or an idea of something that you want to do. And if God is in it, if you're in His will, what He'll do is He'll put His hand of favor over that, and He'll make it so much more than you ever thought that it could ever be. And that is exactly what God has done in this ministry. Paris Christian Center runs entirely debt-free. And that is not because I'm so great or this person's so great. That is because God is so great. And that is because people are faithful. And, you know, I want to encourage you this morning that God is faithful. I don't know how you've come in here this morning. I know that probably like myself, you come in here and maybe you have a concern. Maybe you have a thing that's, you know, you're thinking about, or this problem or that problem. And I want to tell you this morning that God is faithful. God is just. He knows exactly what He's going to do in your situation. He's not sitting there wondering how He's going to figure it out for you. He knows what He's going to do in your life. And so you need to just soak all that up. Soak it up. Don't live your life in fear or worry or stress, because that'll eat you up. But live your life in faith, because God will perfect the things that concern you. Amen. I loved one of those pictures. There was three pictures in there. One of them was of us in front of the church with grant money that we received from the Arvest Foundation. And when we got that, that money went towards refrigeration. And that's some of how we bought this silver refrigerator in the kitchen. And then you saw the empty pantry in the back with the shelving and everything. And then you saw a picture of the pantry full. And that's exactly how God is. I know one day God spoke to my heart and He said, Kelly, you need to get some more freezers in here. So I ordered a freezer. And Bob Hardwick, I'm going to give him a little ad in my sermonette, because I love Bob and I buy all my stuff from Bob. The couple times I haven't bought it from Bob, I live to regret it. One time I got a table, and they had pub chairs. Pub chairs are those chairs that sit real high. And I thought, I'm never buying nothing again unless it's from Bob, because he would make sure that this didn't happen to me. But anyhow, one of the things that God did, so anyways, Bob calls and he goes, Kelly, I've got both of your freezers. And I was like, oh my God, I only ordered one of them. I only ordered one freezer. I said, you do? You got both of them? And he goes, I sure do. I've got both of them. And I thought, well, okay. I said, all right. I wasn't aware, Bob, that I bought two. And he said, well, I had you down for two. I said, okay, I'll take two. The very next day, no joke, God filled both of those refrigerators with beef and chicken, both of them, to where we could not have any more in there. And so God knows what He's doing. He knows when you are concerned about your future, when you don't know how you're going to make it or what's going to happen, God will cause all grace to abound to you, to your family, to your household. And so let's go now to Psalms chapter 33. I preached last Sunday about giving God the credit. And I think an aspect or a characteristic of every person that's a success is they know when to give someone else credit. And every good and perfect thing comes from God. God owns everything. And the more successful that you want to be, the more better that you have to be at giving God credit. Psalms 33 verse 4 says this: For the word of the Lord is right and it's true. The word of the Lord is right and it's true. Now, how does this apply to your life? First of all, God's not going to tell you something that's going to be off. He's not going to give you advice or counsel and it be wrong. The word of God is right, number one, and it's true, number two. Where Christians get messed up is when they cannot hear his voice. The word says, now my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. So the word of God is right, and it's true. When you know what God has told you, you know two things, that it's right and that it's true. And when hard times come, you can always refer back to what God told you he was going to do for you. Why? Because it's right on. It may not always look good. It may not always look like it's going to pan out, but in the end, it will. And so it says, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. He is faithful in all that he does. Everything that God does for you, he's been faithful at it. Go with me now to Psalms 119. We're going to look at verse 90. And it says here, your faithfulness continues through all generations, and you established the earth, and it endures. So just the faithfulness of God continues throughout all generations. How many of you like your kids, as kids, as kids, to have a good life? Amen. How many of you know that there can be things such as generational curses that are handed down from generation to generation to generation in your family? I hear people say it all the time. Well, I just have like a social anxiety. I get it from my mom or my dad or this or that. Look here, you don't need to settle for less than what God has, and what he has is his very best. And so it's not enough for you just to be complacent and to be comfortable with things that you feel like you have to live with, because let me tell you something, you don't have to live with anything other than the very best that God has for you. Where we get into trouble is when we settle. And God hasn't called you to settle. He's caused you to thrive. He's caused you to say, you know what? God has something better. No, I'm going to hold on a minute because God has something better. No, I'm not going to zig because I know I need to stay right here because God's going to do exactly what he said that he's going to do. And so when you're praying for your kids, you need to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you that your faithfulness, you are faithful through every generation, all throughout. God, when I'm dead and gone, Lord, you're faithful. Sometimes I laugh and I think about when I first became a pastor and how horrifying that probably was for both of my parents. Because, Jill, that would be the most horrifying thing, I think. Because what did I do but come in and just start changing things? And come in and do this and do that. But you know what? They had my back. God had my back. Always. And God will be faithful to your children. God will be with your children when you can't be with your children. How many of you have come to the part of the parent raising where you know you can't be with your kids in every moment? Mine tried to walk across a frozen pond one time, and I thought, I'm going to choke that kid or love him. I'm not sure what, but he's done giving me nearly a heart attack. And I was driving over to Dad's house, and I was thinking, I don't know whether to whip him or hug him, but I'm so mad right now. And God said, Kelly, what are you mad about? I was with your son when you couldn't be with him. My promise was with your son when you couldn't be there with him to tell him, no, don't do that. See, God will be with your children when you can't be with him. But I tell you what you need to do. You need to raise them in God's house. Don't sit there and wonder what's going on with your kids if you haven't done what the Bible says. Now, I know that sounds really old school, but there's a promise in that. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. Now, look here. I know that kids have a mind of their own. I did also. But you know what? When they're older, they won't depart from it. They may think that they're going to depart. They may act like they're going to depart. But in the end, tyranny, God will get that kid. He'll put the right people in their life. Now, that's just my little godson. He's not happy right now. And that's just fine. I think his nap was disturbed. So anyways, Psalm 119 and 90, your faithfulness continues through all generations, and you establish the earth, and it endures. God wants to order and establish every step that you take. Amen? Let's go to Psalms chapter 71. We're going to look at verse 15 and 16. And we all love to talk about what God should do and what God does. And he's the best at what he does. But there's a part that we have to do. Psalm 71, verse 15 and 16. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long, though I know not its measure. My mouth will tell of your righteousness. Now, how many of you like to talk? Amen. Look here. I'm a talker. Amen. Sometimes Frank goes, baby, we're going to have to go to bed. I'm old. It's time to go to bed. I can't talk to you no more. I'm like, man, it's just 11:30. What's your problem? Come on, Frank. But look here. You're going to talk about something, and it might as well be what God has done for you. Amen? Yeah, you could talk about what ain't going right in your life, but you know what? Let's talk about what's gone right in your life. Stop focusing on all the things that you'd like to be different. Look here. Look at the things that are going so good for you. And if you can't see them, you need to say, God, I'm going to shut my eyeballs. And Lord, when I open them back up, help me to see things the way that they really are. Because you know what? Everything that you're concerned about as you sit in your seat, God has already perfected it. He has already worked it out. And so we have a job to do, and one of our things that we must do is we need to tell about the righteousness of God. We need to tell how good that God really is. Amen? Let's go to Psalms chapter 105. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. You know, nations should know of Christ just because Christians are talking about him all the time. But they don't. Why? Because people would rather talk about negativity than what God's done. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, and make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, and tell of all of his wonderful acts. How many of you can say, by the showing of your hands, God has done some wonderful things in my life? How many of you can say, let's take it a step further, God has done some wonderful things for me just in this year? Let's take it one step further. How many of you can say, God has done some wonderful things for me just in this past week? Amen. Amen. If your hand ain't up, I don't know why it ain't, because you know what? You woke up breathing. We all know what the alternative to that is. Now, I don't mean to be gruesome, but that's the alternative, tyranny. That is how it is. So while we are here, we should tell of the goodness of God. We should tell of it. We should say, you know what? God has been good. I used to be embarrassed when I would go with my dad to places. Sometimes I still am because I never can predict what he's going to do or say. And I'm like, in my early 20s, people would say, aren't you Brother Angelo's kid? I would go, I don't know. What did he do to you? No, I'm just kidding. But my dad, this is no joke. How many of y'all remember the old IGA? I always laugh because my kids will never know what that even looked like. But I remember it. You remember it, Tanya? I mean, I do. It's forever in my brain. And anyhow, it would never fail. We would go out to get whatever mom put on the grocery list. And how many of you got to have a grocery list? Even when I have a list, I will walk out of there with everything except for what's on the list. And that aggravates me so bad. But we'd be getting whatever mom wanted from the grocery list, whatever it was. Really, the secret was is that dad loved to go grocery shopping. He loves it. Still to this day, he likes it. And somebody would say, oh, Brother Angelo, just in passing, Brother Angelo, please pray for my whatever. Pray for this or pray for that. Now, there are two types of people in the world. There are the type of people that's going to say, okay, we're going to pray about that right now. Or there's people that, okay, I'll pray about it. Well, you have to decide how you are. But I'll tell you how he was, Kayla. He'd be praying in tongues in the ramen noodle aisle. And I would be going, oh my God. This is so embarrassing. And I would think, God, please don't let anybody in there ask for prayer. Because we'll be here all night long. I admire that about him now. Because God's used him many, many times in the supermarket. Everywhere he goes. He'll be on the phone with a telemarketer and this is his exact words. Do you happen to know that I am on the do not call list? Now, how can I pray for you? We'll be at a restaurant. And if that waitress, she doesn't act like she's into serving him, he'll say, you look like you're having a really bad day. Can I pray for you right now before you take our order? Now look, we should always tell and be his hands and feet. Amen. If you won't tell it, look here, the word says, if you won't praise him, the rocks will cry out and they'll praise the living God. So many Christians won't even say one good thing about God. Why? Probably out of fear. One of the biggest fears is public speaking. I saw my science teacher a few weeks ago, and I haven't seen him in my class reunion thing. It's a 20-year thing. I don't plan on going because I just don't plan on going. But I've been out of high school for 20 years. I cannot believe it. And I ain't seen Mr. Stephen Morgan in 20 years. Casey, he laughed. He goes, oh, my God, Kelly, what are you doing here? I said, man, I'm with my husband going to Catholic church. And he looks at Frank and he goes, she was always a talker. Always. I could not get her to be quiet. He says, she's a pastor now. All the little ding-dong bells went off in his head and he got it. She talks for a living. See, don't tell me God doesn't have a perfect plan for your life. If you've got one talent, he'll use it. And if that only talent is talking and preaching, he'll use that. Amen? So don't tell God what you don't got. Let him use what you have. Let him use what you have. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 11 in the King James Version. And I love the turning of pages. There are certain things that people don't even pay attention to. But every service, when I hear pages turning, I think, you know, what an amazing sound. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, most pastors would not dare do what I'm about to do. But I'm not most pastors. So I'm a little more adventurous. But yes, I'm going to stop my main service. Bub, if you'll get me a microphone and a microphone stand. See, God don't need one more normal pastor. He really doesn't. He needs somebody that'll say, you know what, God, we'll just do it your way. We'll do whatever you want to do. See, I don't have to preach to be happy. I don't have to preach to feel like we had church. So, what I am going to do, y'all give Bub a round of applause. This kid, he is seriously one of the best young men I've ever met. I am so proud of him. When I think of people that I'm super proud of, he is at the top of my list. This kid is awesome. And sweetie, you can bring that right down here. Well, we are going to put it right here, Bub. Now, I know we've got some short people. Maybe just a smidge. There we go. And you make sure that's on. Now, everybody's like, oh my God, I just got nervous. Well, look here. You can get over it. I get over it every Sunday. Actually, I don't ever get really nervous. Now, if I had to sing or work the sound booth, then I'd be nervous. But I'm going to open this floor up because, you know, there's something to be said about people that'll give up and they'll give God what's his. What's his glory? What's his credit? What's his honor? What is his praise? So you can do one of three things here. You can get up here and you can give a testimony. Now, for the sake of that, there's a lot of people, please don't give a 10-minute one. You can get up and you can say, I just want to say in faith that I'm believing God, blah, 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 blah. Or you can just sit in your chair and see that decision is yours. And I'm not going to sit there and judge you no matter what you do, because it ain't my business what you do. But I can say that for myself, I'll go first and I'll testify. And I want to say that I'm so thankful that God saved my soul. And I have been through a lot of things, but one of the things that I can say is when all of the chips were down, God never left. Every time I thought I was going to fail and fall, he didn't allow it. When I did wrong, and I've done wrong, lots of wrong, he didn't just wash his hands of me and say, well, I don't want anything to do with you. He just took me and he just loved me more. I want to thank God that, not that I have to, but that I get to be your pastor. I thank God for all of the things that he's done. If I would have had to do any of them, I couldn't have done them. But God has backed this ministry. He's backed me. He's backed everything that's come out of Parish Christian Center. And for that, I'm very thankful. My boys, probably about 9 months ago, they were in a really bad car accident with their father. God was with my children, Melissa. They walked away from that with just a few scratches, and he was with them. I thank God for my children. I thank God for what he's going to do in their life. I thank God for my husband. I love Frank with every fiber of my being. This man is my very best friend. And I'm thankful that God gave me another chance. So, and I do want to say that in faith, I believe that my house is going to be sold. That I can just move on and go on and be happy and do what I want to do with my other house. Amen. So, that's my testimony. I'm going to sit down. These are not on the camera, just in case you want to say anything that we shouldn't mention. What this is like Vegas. What's said here stays here. That's a joke. All right.